Okay, Chevra, so first of all, I want to correct a little bit of what we said last year, which is that Brian was right. In other words, the dinim of Tzinon is found in the Gemara, and the Gemara also speaks about Silka. The Rambam writes that the status of Tzinon and Silka are the same, and they both have the status of Charifos. And the Rambam adds, and therefore, Kol Devarim Charifim are the same. Right? In other words, Tzinoin and Silka, and the fact that Silka is a Charif is Megala that everything has the din of Charifos, or everything that is as Charif as Silka is going to be a problem. It's worth noting, though, that the Rambam only creates a problem if it is if it's an eino mekunach and a ben yomo. The Rambam never writes that by eino ben yomo it's going to be an issue. The Beis Yosef already made that ha'ara within the Rambam. The Rashi on Daf Dalet, however, Dalet Amar Rav, going over to Dalet Amar Beis, the Rashi says that his understanding is that Tzinayin is out Charifus, but Silka, the Rashba says, is based on a new din called Koach HaMoshech. Right? That's what the Rashba says. We don't know exactly what Koach HaMoshech is, but the Prima Gadim over here in the Sifsei Das Os Aleph, the Prima Gadim points out that there's a huge nafgamina between whether Silka is based on Koach HaMoshech, or is it based on Charifos? The nafgamina might be azoi, if I have something which is cooked already. So a cooked onion loses its status of davar charif. Anyone who's ever tasted caramelized onion, and I strongly recommend that you should taste it if you haven't done so already, because it's very geschmack. But if you've tasted caramelized onion, you realize that it's actually sweet. A cooked onion is going to be sweet. So if you hold that it's out charifos, zok the prima godim, once it is cooked, the charifos is going to be gone. However, if it's based on koach hamoshech, so one could argue that the koach hamoshech exists even if it is already cooked. Even if it's already cooked, it could be that there is koach hamoshech. Now, the Prima Gadim points out that according to the Rashba, right, there's a chumrah like we spoke about when it's already cooked, and there's a kula because the cha'ira by eino ben yomo is going to for sure be okay. If you hold that silka is atz charifos, so then you have to entertain the idea that by eino ben yomo it's going to be a problem. So l'cha'ora, though, we have a mamon of shach, and the Bade HaShulchan points this out, I think on page 318, that by eino ben yomo it should be okay if it's silka. Because according to the Rashba, that silka is koyach hamosheich, I don't know that koach hamoshech applies by eino ben yomo. You want to say it's out charifos, and out charifos it should apply by eino ben yomo, right? Like the Rambam says. But if I play the name game, the Rambam l'shitaso is going to say it's okay, because never do I see that according to the Rambam there is a din of eino ben yomo. So it should be that Meman of Shach Stoka is okay by Eino Ben Yomo. It happens, though, that the Prima Gadim writes that Lo Yadana Mahu, right? I don't know what Silka is. I don't know what Silka is. That means that what we call Silka Bismanenu, which is beets, or the Bani Ashokhan says it's Borekas. Right, I think that's the Yiddish word for like beets. So it ain't that, right? Because with that, we know what it is. So LMI, it's some other thing that we don't know. That's basically the cheshbon. So therefore, we probably don't know what has koach hamoshech. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, in his opinion, sugar has koach hamoshech. Haven't got the foggiest. I don't know how to deal with this, but I'm just presenting the facts that I see. Yitzi?
The Mimonoshach is in a case of just regular silka with a knife that's in a binyomo.
Regular silka with an eno ben yomo knife should be, again, according, if you want to say, again, regular silka with an eno ben yomo knife, right, should be okay, because according to the Rashba, who says there's koyach hamosheich on eno ben yomo, and according to the Rambam, that's charif, so eno ben yomo is not going to be a problem, because the Rambam never says Eino Ben Yomo is going to be a problem. It happens that in the Badei HaShulchan on page 319, he raises some objection, which I don't know. He says that maybe according to the Rashba, the idea of Silka is that there's Charifus Ktsas, which creates a Koach HaMosheich. And if that's the case, so then perhaps it could be a problem even by an Eino Ben Yomo, but I don't know where that came from. It seems, though, like we'll learn a little bit later, that there are things that are Harifim Ktsas, like lemons, right? Where is that Sif Dalet about lemons, right? So it could be that certain things are considered Harif Ktsas, and therefore it has slightly different dinim. But that will require a lot of thought into the application. We're good?
The equation between Sinon and Sulka is only from the Rashba.
The distinction between... No. It's only the Rashba says that there's a difference between Sinon and Sulka, that Sulka is Alt Koach HaMosheich. The Rambam says Sulka is also Charif. But the Rambam never says there's a problem of Zavar Charif by an Eino Ben Yomo knife.
But the Rashba does.
The Rashba says that there is, but the Rashba says that Silka is based on Koach HaMosheich, and who says Koach HaMosheich works by an Eino Ben Yomo knife?
The Rashba doesn't talk about Eino Ben Yomo at all.
He speaks about Eino Ben Yomo by Charef, not by... Charef. Right.
So he just brings up this... But doesn't the Rashba hold the whole Silka is about Koach HaMosheich?
Right, so that's what I said last time, which I think is incorrect. Right. What I said last time, that according to the Rashba, everything is out Koach HaMosheich, and therefore, just because like Charein is more Charif Mehechatesi, I think that was incorrect. I'm expunging that. I'm removing so that from the record.
This thing called Dabar Charif.
Yes.
He also drops his other Koach HaMosheich, but doesn't go into the halachos of it.
That's correct. And Koach HaMosheich is true only by Silka. Again, I don't know. Like it is like a weird thing. Let's go on in these dinim. It says in the Mechaber that if you cut a Dabar Charif with a knife, so it's Aser Kedei Netila, or it's Aser Kedei Sheyit Amenu. Ad Sheyit Amenu, excuse me. It's Aser Ad Sheyit Amenu, meaning Ti'ima is going to help. Now, the idea that Ti'ima helps is found in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis, where the Gemara speaks about how if I have a Ka'ara Shemalach Bel Basar, it's going to be Aser. Tzinoin Shachat Tachal, according to some, is going to be Mutter. Vrek the Gemara, Ma Bein Zeh Zeh. Zek the Gemara, Zeh Efshal Amit Ameh, Vzeh I Efshal Amit Ameh. Meaning to say that by the Tzinoin Shachat Tachal, it's Efshal to taste it. And therefore, it's going to be okay if you taste it. So the pashtus at the beginning of the Gemara is that tznon shechatocho, if you taste it, it's going to be okay. Now that would mean, it says the shach in the shach ha'aruch, that would mean that fundamentally there's really no machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like there's a machlokas about whether tznon shechatocho is going to be Usr to eat with chalav or mutter to eat with chalav. According to the upshot of the Gemara, it's no different, because if you taste it, so then it's going to be mutter. If you taste it, there's no taste. And if you can't taste it, me'ezah sibashehi, so then it's going to be usur. So l'chayra, there's no machlokas. But then the Shach comes up. The Shach says that the last line in the Gemara, where the Gemara says v'hilchasa, that's known, right? The Gemara says hilchasa that dogim sh'alu b'ka'ara is mutter l'achla b'kutach. Hilchasa that's known shachatacha is going to be usur. That hilchasa in the Gemara is a little bit of a strange hilchasa because no one really disagreed. So Zot Shach in the Sefer Ha'aruch, it seems to him that the v'hilchasa means that we're going to say that Sinayin is usur even with Te'ima. Even with Te'ima, the Tzinon is going to be usur. And Al Koponim, the Shach concludes that Tzinon is usur l'mit'amei l'chatchila. Right, that's the maskana of the Shach. Now, there are really three shitos about Tzinon and Te'ima. The Goyon Maharsha over here quotes, and the Bayer Hetev also quotes it, that the Pri Chodosh says Te'ima works even l'chatchila. The Shach quotes that the Lavush says that even Bidi Eved, Te'ima does not help. It seems to me that the Pshat over here might be Azoi. The Pshat in the Lavush that Te'ima does not help even Bidi Eved. The Gemara writes that after Chorban Habayis, Tam was Nitla Min HaPeiros. Now what does Tam Nitla Min HaPeiros mean? It could mean one of two things. It could mean that the peiros, the chefta of fruit, don't have geshmak tam like they used to. Or it could mean that we don't have the koach of te'ima like we used to. We don't have the ability to taste fruit and taste how geshmak it is. Like Thursday nights, there's like an announcement in the Beis Medrash about like that there's kugel and geshmakite, no? And the word geshmakite is a totally made up word. You can tell Yitzi Radner I said this. The word like doesn't exist in Judaism. But it could be that what Lavush means is that te'ima does not help. It happens that there are many Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rif do not say anything about te'ima, like the Shach HaAruch points out. And perhaps they are in agreement with this Lavush that te'ima does not help even b'di eved, but, and I'm suggesting that that's because of, that's because that maybe we lost the body to be toim, similar to the fact that many Rishonim say that bizman hazeh arva kol simcha. We don't have the ability to really experience joy. There's a few questions on this. Brian?
Yeah, does this parallel to the discussion or within the discussion we had in Simon Sayyidina's whether or not Timos is
world? No. Like, oh, yes. It's the same discussion we rely on Te'imas Yisrael. In other words, Ashkenazim don't rely on Te'imas Akum. The Rama over here is not masig on the Mechaber that Te'ima helps. So you get the impression that according to the Rama, Te'imas Yisrael does help, right? And that's what should emerge. I think so, yeah.
Doesn't the Rama think that Te'imas Kfela is L'chafela? So how can a Kfela have more discernment than a regular Jew?
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't be no worse.
Te'imas kfeila by an iser is a chatchila. So we'll talk in 5 minutes why this might be worse. We'll talk about it in like 5 minutes.
Well, there might be just
uman. What?
There might be an uman.
So it might be an uman. The way we paskin, though, you don't really need an uman, right? That's why we paskin in Tzadi Ches. If you hold that Te'imas Yisrael helps, you don't need an uman. Adkan. Yitzi, you had a comment?
It was the combination.
Okay, so now I got a text a couple of weeks ago from my nephew, who I learned night Seder with. My nephew in his dira, in his apartment over here. So they cut up some onions with a fleshek knife, and then they mix the onions with tuna, and they put it in a milchik frying pan, and they cook it. And then before they ask the Shaila, one guy in the Dira tasted it and he tasted it. He ate it. So the question is, what happens in this case? So they decide they are having fun. So they decide to ask everybody in yeshiva. So they ask Rabbi Leibowitz, he says, Osir. They ask me, I say, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because, I don't know if that's everybody in yeshiva, but they asked Rabbi Leibowitz, it's Osir. I felt it's okay. I think it's okay because b'di'eved ti'ima timas Yisrael helps. But he already tasted the stuff with the tuna. You ask him, Erlach HaGai, he's in Rabbi Rosenzweig shir. Right? You ask him, like, did you have any fleshic taste in these onions? He's like, no. But onions didn't taste fleshic at all, which is to be expected. So the Chaora, it should be okay, I thought, because of Ti'imas Yisrael that helps B'di'eved. I also have up my sleeve the idea that if it's a clean knife, right, and it's a onion, right, so I have already two sphakis, no? And a clean knife. I have three sphakis. Clean knife, an onion, and ti'ima. Basically, I have three sphakis, right? So I'm inclined that this should be heter gamor. I don't understand why they'd be machmir on this case. I told them they could eat the, you know, that they should sit down and eat the tuna mixed with the, what's it called, and enjoy it, and that seems to be the halacha. Yitzi?
Regarding the taboo heter of stainless steel knives.
Yeah, that's what I am alluding to, yeah.
So that, when the Shlomo Zalman came out with that decision, was that like Midin Badai or as like a Snif Lahakel?
It's a Snif Lahakel. He's Mesupuk. But it seems to me that once we have the Shach and Sip cutting Yud Beis, that we combine many Snifim when it comes to Dover Charef. So I think that gives us
the magic number would kind of be three.
Yeah.
And if it's already, you have the Suffolk of Dover Charef.
Yeah, and the Suffolk of Dover Charef.
Find something else and be Makel.
That's correct. That's what, that's what it seems to me. Yeah. Again, we have a suffix of makunach, a suffix that maybe it never absorbed at all, and a suffix if it, because it's an onion, right? So I think maybe you want to say that two of those fakers are the same, but in this case, I have ti'ima. I think for sure it's mutter. Now, why did I say ti'ima is some sort of suffix? Well, the maskana, the shach. Right, Shach is the Gadol Haposkim. Maskan the Shach is that Ti'ima helps at least B'di'eved. So the reason why we can, let me add one Nakuda also. The Shach says in that Shtikl Torah, you know what? Many Rishonim hold, the Ravid holds, that Dover Chorif does not Aser Bakulo, it only Aser Kedei Netila. The Rush fundamentally holds Dover Charif Aser is only Kedei Klipa. One could make a case that Ti'ima helps when something should be Aser Mikol B'Kol, so then I taste it, and it's Matzikol, and I don't taste the Iser, so Ti'ima helps. But something only Aser is Kedei Netila, so then one could question, maybe Ti'ima doesn't help in that case, because if it would really be nice in time, it should be nice in time more than that. That's a ha'ara that the Shach makes. Now, it happens that many of the Achronim over here address the question that should, why don't they say that Isser Dovok creates a problem? Right? Let's say I cut an onion with a fleshic knife. So then many assume, we'll talk about this, that I cut an onion with a treif knife. Let's say I cut an onion with a treif knife. So Ashkenazim hold that we say Chanan b'sha'ari surim. So therefore, at least the Kedei Netila is Asar Chanan. Why don't they say that Isra Dovak allows that to spread to the whole thing? So they say, well, you know, you can't say Chanan b'chatzi chaticha, and etc. That's the, I think the Shach and the Taz, they will have this discussion. So the Shach, Tainus in the Sefer Ha'arach, that he doesn't really understand how Ti'ima can help if it only goes a Kedei Netila. Okay. That Ha'ara is a very similar Ha'ara to what Reb Kiva Eger points out. Reb Kiva Eger writes that when I say Ti'ima helps, according to the Mechaber, so you have to touch, you have to taste Kol Oirech HaTznon Shechatach. Let's say I have a long tznon. Okay, it goes like this, 6 inches, no? and they cut it with a knife. So it's not sufficient, since we have Kiva Eger, to taste one area of it. You have to taste all 6 inches. Not only do I have to taste all 6 inches, Reb Kiva Eger says, but I have to taste both sides of the chaticha on all 6 inches. That's Reb Kiva Eger's ha'ara. He says that maybe the tam is going to leave the sakin in this part, but not in this part. So you got to taste the whole thing. Now, if that's the case, so then the shita of the Rosh is extremely difficult. The Rosh says that it asks kedei klipa. No? So what am I going to do? I'm going to taste every kedei klipa? I taste every kedei klipa, the whole thing. It's just, it's not reasonable that you taste every kedei klipa. Or alternatively, let's say it like this. The Megillah Sefer comments that l'cha'ora, according to the Rush, there's a chumra. If you hold that an aser is bekulo, then I have an easy way of tasting. But if aser is only kedei klipa, so I'm going to taste that tiny bit, like that area of kedei klipa, both sides of it, it's a very difficult way of tasting. But be it as it may, Reb Kiva Eger's ha'ara, that ti'ima by a davar charif is more difficult than ti'ima by everything else. By a davar charif, I have to be choshesh, that since it's not an iser shamein, so the iser doesn't spread evenly. So if that's the case, maybe this part is also not that part, not that part. Now there's a few ha'aros to make. The Badi HaShokhan quotes on the Sefer Yad Yehuda that, let's say, the Sakin was previously Balea Adav HaShamein. Maybe that should allow the Tam to evenly diffuse. That's a big Chiddush, no? Because as Balea HaShamein and Charef brings the flavor out, it also brings the Shamnunis out. And then it spreads everywhere. That's a very big Chiddush. But that Chiddush would enable some sort of ti'ima anywhere against Reb Kiva Eger. Right? Reb Kiva Eger is assuming that you have to taste every particle all along both sides of the chaticha. Right? According to the Yad Yehuda, we could say that it all diffuses. Reb Chaim Cohen points out that the Mishpitzos Zahav in Se'if Katan Vav and the Shach in Se'if Katan Tes, and the Taz and Sifkat and Taz, they both assume that there are scenarios where it's going to be bottle b'shishim. That when I cut a tznoin, the tam is going to be bottle in the shishim in the tznoin. Now, if it's going to be bottle in the shishim, so then that means that it evenly diffused, right? If you're worried, like we had a Savara, I think, in Kufhei, that maybe the makom where the Isra hits, the tam stays there and it doesn't diffuse more. If you're worried about that by davar charif, so then it can't be bittul b'shishim, because bittul b'shishim means it spreads out and it's going to be bittul b'shishim. The fact that they say bittul b'shishim indicates l'cha'ora that what Reb Kiva Eger tainos is disagreed with by the Prima Godim and by the Yad Yehuda. And therefore, there might be room to reject the svara of the Reb Kiva Eger.
You're saying the Shachar also has this
svara. The Shachar also has this, right? That was
the
Shachar. Yeah, I mean, the Shach himself holds that Ti'ima helps even Bedia. But I get an impression that the Shach, right, since he says what it says in the Shachar, he's not convinced that his svara is correct. And that's why he says, I'll go upon and b'diyev, it's going to be okay. Yet remember, you have other svaras to be makel, because it's a sakin mekunach, and it's an onion, let's say, or charein. Right? Even charein, according to the Shach, is a safek davar charif. So we do have other svaras. We do have other svaras lahakel. Okay. Let's talk about, what did I want to talk about? I forgot for a second. Let's talk about the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Beis. By the way, the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph quotes that Mishkanis Yaakov feels that the Haram of Rittenberg is correct, that only Kurchel Chotis is a Davar Charif. I should ask Rav Shechter whether that was like the standard Psak and Litta. Because very often the standard Psak and Litta would just be along the lines of what the Mishkanis Yaakov says, etc. Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Beis. If you remember, the Rama writes, if I have a suffix, whether I cut the vegetable with a sakin shel iser, or I cut it maybe with a marav chatzina, so you're going to be mekel. The Shach says that this kula is because I really have three sveikas, right? Maybe I cut it with a marav chatzina, maybe I cut it with a sakin. It's a sakin bakunach, and who says charein is a davar charef? The Prima Gadim already raised the objection, charein is vadai, charef. That's what we pointed out. The Piskei Tshuva, however, tainas that I increase your placing. Shehiksha alav. The Rebbe of Yonatan Abshitz asks on the Shach, the Yesh l'yarekahu cheskes heter. V'hem edavar al cheskasel. V'l nechtach b'sakin shal iser. V'af b'shal taiva azlina l'kula ayin sham. Right? In other words, Shach, why is it that you have to be Megavev Kulas over here? You have to create Svek, whatever you're doing, right? Why don't you just say the vegetable is Mutter? Because Hemid, Davar, Al Cheskasai. Zach the Piskei Tshuva Vaiter. Ayin Tshuva has told us Yitzchak. Simon Yudzain, no idea who that is. Shehisigalov, who is massing on the Placey. The Hodamin, Hemid Davar Cheskaso, Davke Hecha des Yalad Reyes Amitzan Atzmo. Avam Reyes Amachos Davar Achai Shul Safik Taruvis. Layaminan, Hemid Davar Cheskaso. Right? So this is unbelievable. I have a Piskei Tshuva in Sadi Vav, who was Mechavin to the Shev Shmaitza. Or Shev Shmaitza Mechavin to Piskei Tshuva. Whatever you want to say. Remember, we had a discussion, and the Goyen Maharsha over here references that. We had a discussion about, We had a discussion about Safek Kavosh. Right? And Safek Kavosh, right? We are Machmir, the Ramo says. The Taz jumps up and down, and he spits water nickels. He says, what do you mean? Right? Shemamish be Osir, this time, Elamai, Hemedavach has Kosay, as Rav Milchus Mikvais. The Shev Shmaitza says, no, you can't bring a Raya from there because there's a difference between, There's a difference between a Safek. Right, chazaka means did this thing change? But if I have a shayla machlus taruvis, so then it's not a question did this thing change. So then I don't shtel on chazaka. We had a discussion also in Kuf Zayin about whether the fish that are poured out, can I say that the keli is going to be mutter? No, hemidavach has kassel safik taruvis. Right, this is a very big shayla. But now I have a marimukum of this person. I have no idea who he is. The Tshuva's told us Yitzchak. Told us Yitzchak is, right? Told us Yitzchak Tainos that you can't say Hemedavach Haskoso by a suffix Machmas Taruvis. That's the story over there. That's the story over there. One of the common cases that comes up is I cut a fleshik onion. I cut an onion with a fleshik knife and I cut on my milchig cutting board. No? Cut an onion with a fleshik knife on my milchig cutting board. So the Badei HaShulchan points out that there's a machlokas haposkim, and I think the Yad Yehuda is machmir, that the onion mamish becomes treif. Now there are two ways of saying this yisaid. One way of saying this is that Dover Charif not only has the koach to be bolea, but Davar Charif also has the magical koach to be pulled late.
Do you also need Duchid Sakina?
So you have Duchid Sakina. So that's the Shaila. Is it Duchid Sakina on the cutting board? When I cut my cutting board, often I notice that there are like marks on my cutting board. That means that my knife impacted on the cutting board.
So the onion got fleshik,
and then the Duchid Sakina on the cutting board shoots it back up.
They have to give it back to the knife.
And back to the knife.
To the cutting board, but you don't have the davar charif anymore because it's in the knife, not the onion.
Well, no.
You don't have the onion going to the cutting board.
The onion is going into the cutting board. And that means I have onion going into, now fleshik onion going into milcha cutting board, right? And that cutting board, the davar charif, shoots back up and it's going to aser my...
How are you getting the cutting board back into the onion?
Because it's the same duchy the sakina, chick chack boom, right?
It's only in the knife.
No, because the duchy is working on the knife and on the cutting board.
But
the
duchy doesn't matter for a cutting board.
Why not?
Because it's not a davar charif.
One second, the knife is not davar charif also. The Teretz is that when a knife comes in contact with a davar charif, it creates a problem. When the cutting board comes in contact with the davar charif, and there's a duchka de sakina also, creates a problem. So many achrenim are machmir entirely in this case. There is a similar case in Se'if Gimel. Tavim shenidochu maducha shel basar ben yomo, also ochlin b'cholov. If I have tavlin that you grind, those tavlin... is usher to eat b'cholov. The Rama writes, even if it's eno ben yoymai. Now, part of the shaila over there is whether a davar yavesh can have the din of a charef or not. Okay, if you look in the Beis Yosef, that's the discussion, Sif Gimel. Machlekes between the Magen Avraham, the Eben Ha'ozer, though, does the... does the maducha... Again, let's say I cut an onion with a fleshik knife, and then I use a maducha on that onion. Does the maducha become fleshik? Does the maducha become fleshik? That's machlokes Magen Avraham and the Eben Ha'ozer, and the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in that shayla. But I have a fleshik onion. It's a fleshik onion because I cut it with a fleshik knife. I chop it up with a maducha. Does that make my maducha? Does that make my grinder, my ribeisen? Does that make my ribeisen fleshik? Now, what's the story over here? Right, the story over here is when the davar charif has the ability to be pilate back into the maducha. No, the kesher shulchan aruch. I have a maducha that's fleshik. Probably means I use the maducha to cut flesh. I use my grinder to grind meat. But let's say I use my grinder on an onion that became fleshik through a fleshik knife. Does that create a problem? That's a machlokes Magen Avraham Neven Ha'ozer. And the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. That would mean that davar charif has the koach to be polite, not only to be bolea. So that would seem to be a raya. For a few other cases, the Badi HaShulchan has a case like this. I have an onion, a davar charif, that I cook with other stuff. So does that davar charif, I cut my onion with a fleshik knife, and I cook that fleshik knife, then I cook that onion with some food, with some potatoes. Does that potato become fleshig, right, etc.? If I will then cook that potato with something else, does it become fleshik? So that probably has to do with whether the davar charif has a kai to be poilate, which is bepash, that's the same machlokes in the postgame about the maducha, although Reb Feivel tainos that maybe maducha is worse because there is much more duchka. Maducha like grinds it a lot, so maybe there's more duchka. Again, we're struggling. The reason I'm bringing this up is because in my case of the cutting board, right, there are two issues. Does the cutting board become treif? Right? So mitzad the cutting board, one could argue that the shaila is just whether the davar charif can be pilate its flesh into the cutting board. Right? Then there's the shaila whether it goes up. Right? That's what you were discussing. It could be those are separate shaylas. Right, whether I have to kasher the knife might be a separate child than whether I have to kasher the cutting board. Right, there are two separate issues. Yitzi, you had a comment?
Yeah, so two points. First of all, in the case of the you cut an onion with a meat knife, and then whether or not that tam transfers to other things. I saw my look as whether or not that tam, whether it loses the charifas of that tam, or whether it's always considered to be a tam part.
Right.
Meaning, would that make a difference in the shayla?
So remember, most are machmir that there's no din of there's no kul of nafar na by charif, right? So then
now the potatoes anymore, it's in the potatoes.
Right. So then So anachanami. So one could argue that's like a super chumrah to say those potatoes are mamish flay shake. Because we assume that the potatoes become an onion.
Right.
Right? It's transubstantiation. This is not a Jewish svara. But
is that like an acceptable chumrah? Meaning
the Badei HaShulchan is not machriya in that case.
Meaning if we have in our back pocket the fact that it's stainless steel knife.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Yes. No way I'd be machriya in that shayla. Yes.
Okay. And also, the interplay, I just kind of want to put this down. The interplay between Dovka the Sakina and the Dover Card. When you have an onion and I put it on a Milford cutting board, nothing happens.
Correct.
Right? The Dukha de Sakina does what?
The Dukha de Sakina draws the flesh out of the knife.
Into the onion.
And one could argue the Dukha de Sakina also impacts on the cutting board because it hits rack bottom.
Right, but,
or one could argue a different way of saying it, that once I have a fleshic onion, so that fleshic onion that was just cut, it still has a kayach to be polite. It's not like if I put a cold onion with nothing going on, if I put on a cold bar, nothing happens. But now there's something going on. So maybe the cutting board became fleishik.
So if I have an onion and I stick a knife in the top of the onion, so all of a sudden the bottom of the onion is pulling onion into the cutting board, I still don't understand how the Dukha de Sakina can relate to the cutting board.
But again, I think it relates to the cutting board because, boom, it hits the bottom.
In that case, the knife is not touching, the onion is not Dukha de Sakina to the cutting board.
It's happening in Basachas. If I cut half an onion, I cut half an onion. Right, but over here it's happening with Vasachas.
Right, but my point is that that you need both the Dukha de Sakina and the onion to be together.
And I have it.
No, but
You're saying if I
should be pushing the knife should be pushing the onion into the cutting board.
Okay.
Cases where the knife is hitting the cutting board, you don't have the knife pushing the onion.
But the knife is pushing the onion. When the knife hits the cutting board, there's a teeny bit of onion that ends up on the knife. Take a knife. Right, a little bit of onion is going to end up on the lahav hasakin, and it's going to, right, so that's fleshic onion, that's duchke'ing, into my cutting board. Right? Onions, when you cut something with a knife,
right?
Oh.
So a quick sanity check. If you take a fleshic knife, and you take a clean dairy cutting board, and you whack it, right.
Nothing happened.
Okay. Making sure. Okay.
Yeah. It's only Dukha de Sakina is only an issue when I have a charef. If I don't have a charef, it's not an issue. If I have a roseach, so okay, if I have a sakin that's cutting basar roseach, that discussion I had in Sadi Dalet or something, yeah. The smack in Sadi Dalet, how much is asar? Great, grand, right? Oh. So these are some of the dinim of the davar charef. I'm just trying to think, is there something that I wanted to mention that I didn't mention? This is the last one I wanted to make. So the discussion in the Shach and the Taz about maybe I'll say Hanan Bashari Surim. And if I cut an onion with a treif knife, the two things I mentioned, cut an onion with a treif knife, so maybe chanan means the entire onion is going to be asar, right? Because chanan, b'sha'ar, isurim. Okay, if it's just a milchik knife, so then there's no chanan b'shal heter, etc. Now, chanan b'sha'ar, what? Well, I cut an onion with a flesh. But we're machmir that the tam goes bekulai. Ashkenazim are machmir, like the Rashb and the Tosef Ha'asa Kotzer, right? That goes bekulo. L'chatchila, what b'diyevin means, by the way, the shach writes, b'diyevin means you already is nispashel. And Reb Kiva Eger questions that understanding. Reb Kiva Eger questions the shach. But here's the problem. If I hold Hanan by Sha'ari Surim, majority of Judaism assumes that that's a din d'rabban and gezer atu basar b'cholav. Basar b'cholav requires bishul. There ain't nothing ha by my davar charifs. Right? There ain't nothing hat. So how could it possibly be a problem? Very difficult, very hard to understand. By the way, I should note also that the shachin, I'll make three horrors. That was one hara. Hara number two, the shachin se'if katan vav, quotes, if I have a sakin she'eno ben yomo that cuts a dover chorif, so the sefer apirav revi, the shach quote says, that's only asr kadei natila. Right, that the chumrah of the ramah, or the chumrah of the rashid, hasakin bekulo, doesn't apply when it's a sakin she'eno ben yomo. The minhag ha'olam is not like that. But the Ape Rav Rafi that the Shach quotes says it. The Badei HaShulchan does quote this. The Minhag HaOlam is that even by Sakin She'eino Ben Yomo, we aser it Bekulai. Right? According to the Ape Rav, even L'chatchila, it should only be aser Kedei Netila. Right? The Bidi Eved that the Shach says is only when it's Nispashel. Right? Adkan. Can I remove the Kedei Netila, like a Oivi Etzba, it's like 2 centimeters, the Chazanish says. Can I remove that from the onion and say it's going to be okay? The last Torah I have is like this. Years ago in Rabbi Willig's house on the Shabbos, so Reb Tzvi Krushalevsky is there. Again, Reb Tzvi Krushalevsky is a Rosh Hashiva somewhere, right? And he's in Rabbi Willig's house for Shabbos. So one of Rabbi Willig's daughters made the challenge for Shabbos. And then Shabbos at lunchtime, she points out that by mistake, I cut the onion for the chalent with a milchik knife. Oh boy. Right? So what's the din in that case? So I personally would be mitzdarif my stainless steel, Shaila. Stainless steel, eino ben yomo, onion. What? Onik Shabbos. So Reb Tzvi Krushalevsky had the following svara, which I think is pretty good. Milchik knife. How does a milchik knife become milchik? The only way it can really become milchik is if what? If you cut, let's say, baked ziti with a milchik knife. Do people do that, really? Usually you scoop out the ziti. You don't cut it. Lasagna. Maybe you cut lasagna. So what's the worst case scenario? That lasagna...
Well, so that's not the knife you would use.
What? Look, I wouldn't use that knife. The knife that I used to cut onions is like a serrated knife. I'm going to cut my lasagna with like a straight edge knife. It's very hard to imagine a really milchik knife. Right? It's very hard. Again... What?
Are we just throwing
everything out right now? Not everything. I have fleshik knives. But a milchik knife in our kitchens, you have a milchik knife. A real milchik knife. They're using a klevishin.
What about like a hard cheese?
Yeah. What about it?
Would that make things worse if that's like considered to be a more...
You're saying because the hard cheese is charif itself?
And kasha.
But again, the fact that it's really hard, I don't know if it's going to be belaya into the sakin, right? If I have a milchik knife, that means, right? I don't think hard cheese makes the knife really milchik. So here's the story, right? Reb Tzvi Krushalevsky made this hara, right? Years ago. Remember hearing it from Rafal Willig when we were learning Yerideya, this story. Not bad, right? Who says it's a milchik knife? Gentlemen, this is today's segment of Judaism. Have a marvelous day.